curiosity that bordered on awe. At the age of 6, with quaking knees and a squishy stomach, I followed Morelli into his father's garage on the promise of learning a new game. Joseph Morelli was down on his hands and knees, crawling between my legs, when I asked the name of this game. His head was trapped under my short pink skirt. Choo-choo, you're the tunnel, and I'm the train. I suppose this tells something about my personality, that I'm not especially good at taking advice, or that I was born with an overload of curiosity. At any rate, it was a one-shot deal and damn disappointing, since I'd only gotten to be the tunnel and I really wanted to be the train. 10 years later, Joe Morelli was still living in the burg. He'd grown up big and bad, with eyes like black fire one minute and melt-in-your-mouth chocolate the next. He had a tight-ass, narrow-hip swagger and a reputation for having fast hands and clever fingers. My best friend, Mary Lou Molnar, said she heard Morelli had a tongue like a lizard.
Holy cow, Mary Lou! What's that supposed to mean? Just don't let him get you alone, Stephanie, or you'll find out. Once he gets you alone, that's it. You're doomed. The guy is irresistible. I opened my eyes wide and leaned closer to Mary Lou. I'm a virgin. I'm sure he doesn't mess with virgins. He specializes in virgins. The brush of his fingertips turns virgins into slobbering mush.
2 weeks later, Joe Morelli came into the bakery where I worked every day after school. Tasty pastry on Hamilton. He bought a chocolate chip cannoli, told me he'd join the Navy and charm the pants off me 4 minutes after closing, on the floor behind the chocolate eclairs case. Next time I saw him, I was 3 years older. I was on my way to the mall driving my father's Buick when I spotted Morelli standing in front of Giovannici's meat market. I gunned the big V8 engine, jumped the curb and clipped Morelli from behind, bouncing him off the right front fender. I stopped the car and got out to assess the damage. Joe was sprawled on the pavement, looking up my skirt.
Anything broken, Morelli?
My leg.
Good.
I turned on my heel, got in the Buick, and drove to the mall. I attribute the incident to temporary insanity. And in my own defense, I'd like to say I haven't run over anyone since. During summer months, the air on Hamilton Avenue sat still and gauzy, leaden with humidity, saturated with hydrocarbons. Cicadas buzzed, dumpsters reeked, and a dusty haze hung in perpetuity over softball fields statewide. I figured it was all part of the great adventure of living in New Jersey. This afternoon, I decided to ignore the August buildup of ozone catching me in the back of my throat and go convertible top down in my Mazda Miata. 6 months ago, when I'd bought the car on payments, I'd been looking good, with a nice apartment and season tickets to the Rangers. And then, bam, I got laid off. No money, no more A1 credit rating, and the repo company was after my Miata. It was Sunday, and I had a date with a pot roast at my parents' house. The clock on the dash told me I was 7 minutes late, and the urge to scream told me I was home. I parked at the curb and looked at the narrow, two-story duplex with its jalousied front porch and aluminum awnings. My mother was at the open screen door.
Stephanie, what are you doing sitting out there in your car? You're late for dinner. You know how your father hates to eat late. The potatoes are getting cold. The pot roast will be dry.
Food is important in the burg. For as long as I can remember, my parents' lives have been controlled by 5-pound pieces of rolled rump done to perfection at 6 o'clock. Grandma Mazur stood 2 feet back from my mother, eyeballing my outfit. I was wearing black spandex shorts and an oversized hockey jersey.
I've got to get me a pair of those. I've still got pretty good legs, you know.
2 years ago, when Grandpa Mazur's fat clogged arteries sent him to the big pork roast in the sky, Grandma Mazur moved in. My father accepted this with a combination of old-world stoicism and tactless mutterings. He gave a grunt of disgust from the kitchen, where he was carving up the meat.
Spandex shorts, ugh.
He had a point. Grandma Mazur had knees like doorknobs. My mother handed me the creamed pearl onions.
You should wear a dress. 30 years old and you're still dressing in those teeny bopper outfits. How will you ever catch a nice man?
I don't want a man. I had one. I didn't like it.
Grandma Mazur pushed the onions aside.
That's because your husband was a horse's behind.
I agreed. My ex-husband had been a horse's behind, especially when I'd caught him flagrante de